Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are two ways that politicians lie to us. They do it when they speak, and then they do it when they don't speak. And you have to keep a close ear on both things, the things they're saying and the things they're not saying. Joining us now to talk about it, Bob Stefanowski, who has dabbled in politics a bit. Welcome back, sir. Oh, wait a sec. Let me press the button so you can speak. Hey there, Bob.
Hey, Todd. I was going to talk about the economy, but I got to talk about that call you just replayed. And first of all, I give that person credit for calling in, but it is the perfect example why people like Ned Lamont get voted into office and get repeat voted, mm-hmm. because it's a false narrative. And I think the essence of that call was because our incident rate on July 22nd is the lowest in the nation, or one of the lowest, that Ned Lamont has suddenly magically done a good job with COVID. And if you think about the facts, Todd, which is exactly what you jumped to, the first case of COVID in Connecticut was March 8th. And if you think about the metrics that the governor should be measured on, if you were sitting back in January saying this virus is going to hit Connecticut, how should we evaluate the performance of our governor, whose charge it is to take care of the people of Connecticut? Would the metric really be after 100 days and 4,406 deaths, the third most highest in the entire country, that we would actually care about where we are 140 days after this virus hit Connecticut? That metric is absolutely irrelevant. Talk to one of the 2,831 families who lost a parent or an aunt or an uncle in a nursing home and ask if they care that as of July 22nd, we've got the lowest incident rate in the country. What people care about is the number of people that died, and this governor did a horrible job, third worst in the nation on that, and for him to be taking a victory lap on where we stand on July 22nd is absolutely incredible. And what's even more incredible, Todd, is that a good portion of the population of Connecticut is buying into that argument, and that's why Democrats win.
Yeah, well, you know, some people are sleepy and just absorb kind of obvious points and don't engage enough intellectually to understand, to even have something obvious occur to them, like this is a big country, takes a long time for a disease like this that migrates based on how people move around. It's really interesting, migratory patterns. I'm convinced that there's got to be something about New York's proximity to Europe that led to New York being the first hit and the worst hit, right? That wasn't just an accident, was it? And is it an accident that the southern hot states with lots of travel back and forth to South and Central America, that they, which is totally inflamed with the virus, is it possible that there's some reason having to do with travel there? I'm really curious to find out what's going on, and I don't feel like they even talk to us about what's going on.
Well, they don't, and to your point, it cycled through Connecticut first. And if you get the virus and you survive, it's not great that you had it and you survive. But again, that metric to me is irrelevant. It's how many people died. And I'll tell you, early on, Todd, when we were delivering masks, we were getting, and I've told you this, your audience this before, but We were getting, Amy would wake up in the morning, my wife Amy would wake up in the morning at 5 a.m., and she'd have 10 to 15 requests from nursing homes, from nurses that had absolutely no mask, no protective gear, and they were getting out of bed, and they were going into these nursing homes where they knew that patients were infected. And we would have people show up at the nursing homes, and these nurses, the administrators, some of the patients, they were crying. They were so grateful to get these masks. So for the governor to be bragging, at a minimum, he should get up there and say, listen, we could have done a better job with the nursing homes. We could have had the PPE out there earlier. Thank goodness we are where we are today, but we could have done things better. And the press does not, other than you and a couple other radio show hosts, no one asked him the question. No one asked him, well, how do you explain why we had the third highest deaths in the entire nation, and why are you taking a victory lap when that's a fact? No one has asked him that question, Todd.
Yes, and the other thing to push on is that he was governor when that was happening. And what people seem to be, like Paul, are doing is saying, oh, things are going well in Connecticut right now. Ned Lamont is governor, therefore he did a wonderful job. But he was the governor when everybody was dying. And by the way, everybody who was dying were vulnerable populations, old people trapped in nursing homes with no choices. It's the most horrible thing. And what you look to leaders for is somebody who's going to anticipate what are the vulnerabilities? How is this virus going to crush us? What are the ways we can anticipate those greatest hazards and look at the people who are most vulnerable, and how can we make sure they don't get hit the way those poor people in nursing homes and assisted livings got hit?
Well, and I agree with you, Todd. The limited PPE that the government had back then was going to first responders. And I'm not saying first responders shouldn't get it, and we did a great job of getting it out to first responders. But he did two things to the most vulnerable population, which is the nursing homes. A, he ignored them in terms of PPE. Nursing homes were wearing garbage bags on top of them, the nurses, because
yes,
they didn't have the gowns. And number two, he took infected people out of hospitals, and where did he put them? He put them into nursing homes, which is the most vulnerable population in the entire state of Connecticut. And if the facts come out on this, when the dust settles, those are going to be the two things that answer the question why our death rate was the third highest, and why 64% of the people that died in Connecticut were the most vulnerable people that were in nursing homes. And that should be the story that's written on this crisis. Rather than on July 22nd, we're proud that after it cycled through our state, we've got one of the lowest incident rates in the entire country. And when he has these press conferences, it's almost like he's happy that the other states are up, because he can compare Connecticut to them and try to brag that he did a better job. And I'm sorry to be so hot about it, Todd, but it's unacceptable the way this thing is being spun right now.
Well, he certainly likes how there's a natural confusion because of the timeline, because everybody didn't get to hit at the same time. It's like a race where everybody's starting at a different time, and the guy who starts first finishes first, but that doesn't mean he finished best until it's all done.
That's
and then
exactly.
You get to compare times, and
That's
people
exactly
don't seem
right.
to understand that. Let me, I checked this, Dan Hart did a column about a month ago,
yeah,
and I just want to, I look at it every day because it's such an inspiration, how much clarity it creates. I just want to read a little of it. Two numbers tell a dramatic story about coronavirus deaths in Connecticut. It's a surprising look for anyone only following the headlines with plenty of lessons. The first is 500. That is my estimate of the total number of Connecticut residents who have died with COVID-19 outside of long-term care facilities, nursing homes, and assisted livings, and who are under the age of 70. That means of the 4,400 people who have died, Dan Haar says, only 500 of those weren't in a nursing home and weren't under the age of 70. And then when you account for the people, that 500, and you go through and take out the ones who had pre-existing conditions that made them especially vulnerable, Dan Haar brings the number of deaths in the state of Connecticut, for which we have shut down the state's economy and doing extreme damage for 4 months, to 100 people. Incredible. And
exactly
this is from
right.
a liberal columnist.
Well, and we don't have time to talk about the economy, but the reason they keep talking about COVID is they're hiding the fact that we got a $5 billion budget deficit over the next year, and we got four bills up in Hartford that are legitimate bills, but not one of them deals with the economic crisis we're about to encounter.
You mean that they're doing emergency session, a special session?
And nothing about the biggest impending doom we have coming, which is Connecticut's going to hit a depression. We're not going to hit a recession. We're going to hit a depression. So that's off the topic. But Todd, it's just amazing what this governor gets away with. And I think you're doing a great job of getting people to focus on it, because if we can focus on the facts, I think the elections are going to start to go the other way. But it's a big hurdle we're up against, because the Democrats have an amazing ability to spin any story towards their favor, and the facts are irrelevant. And the facts on this one are clear, Todd. We had 4,000, the only metric that matters, we had 4,406 people die, and it's the third highest in the nation. That's the only fact that matters.
Well, thank you for helping me make it clear, because I need everybody to understand. And November is coming fast, but I don't know if it's coming fast enough for Democrats to escape without people starting to understand reality. We shall see. Bob Stefanowski, thank you, sir. Always good to talk with you.
All right, Todd. Have a good week.
Thank you, sir. See you next week. That's Robert Stefanowski, candidate Republican nominee for governor last time around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.